Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm doing another afternoon episode of my show. So let's go ahead and get started from where we left off. Again, it was in the middle of a chapter, and Timber is just getting his new job from Paul, as well as being told that the aliens want him to be their mouthpiece. So we will continue from where we left off, and here we go. He smoothed his hands on his pants. Along with being representative of the ship, you will also have the chance to help others with integration. No, I'm not asking you to approve of what is happening, though once you understand what is happening fully, you might. We've noticed you have a gift with those who are in emotional despair. It is not a gift. Or it is a gift not many have, and one we are in need of. I can't help everyone. I'm not sure how comfortable I am with this idea, I admitted. Representing and giving a speech was one thing. Helping others to integrate kind of disturbed me. Like I said, you don't need to approve to help people, he said softly. People need someone to empathize with. Seeing a hopeful person is also calming. That is, all I'm asking you to do, be hopeful, be calming, mingle, and do what you can for those you meet. Your heart is designed to take care of others. I think that is part of why you chose to entertain for your career. I tilted my head to the side because, let me just say, that's the first time I've ever heard anyone talk about my work in such a light. Care to explain? His smile became more natural. I believe humans were given the ability to be imaginative because it helps us stay sane in a very insane world. Some aren't as good at it as others, yet we still like to enjoy what others create. Everyone is attracted to some form of art. You provide empathy, sympathy, escape, joy, and so many other emotions and sensations. I believe anyone who does emotional work has to care for people. Otherwise, I don't think the stories you tell would be so important to you. Of course I care about other people, I said quietly, chewing over everything he said. When I started acting, it wasn't because I wanted to heal the world. It isn't just something I enjoyed doing a lot of doing. Oh, it's just something I enjoyed doing a lot, a passion. That's how a lot of people choose their career paths. They feel passionate about it, and they realize that they're saving the world and doing what they love all at once, that they do make a difference. Everyone wins, right? Yes, and wouldn't you like to keep making that possible? Everyone winning, he asked. Sorry about that gap. Okay, I nodded. Who wouldn't? But I'm still not sure I could do something I don't believe in. Keeping others calm is not something you believe in. I don't want to lie to people and tell them everything is okay when it's not. And I don't want to get in trouble for being honest about that either. I'm well aware of the fact that you watch everything we do. Just like I know you've taken away our sense of time and a lot of other things that were important, basic staples of our lives, all in the name of integration, I glared at him. I'm sure you have great intentions, Paul, and maybe these Aquavans do too. At the same time, being censored out of fear is not something I will ever condone. Paul's smile slowly faded, and his gaze became a lot more serious. You have every right to be concerned with everything you've brought up. The thing you must realize, Timber, is that you are under my protection. I have spoken for you because I believe you to be the right one to take on this job, to be my apprentice, if you will. The last thing I expect you to do is lie, but I know you know how to give a tactful, truthful answer. If you want to tell people you don't agree with what is happening, that is fine. But all that is required is that you help keep them calm. Inspiring revolts is not tolerated here. Sharing our feelings and beliefs is something we encourage. You will never be punished for sharing with others. Can I think about this? Of course, it is a lot to think about. I believe in destiny. I'm not sure if you do. You were brought here for a reason, and this is it. Think about all the people you could help just by understanding and using your talents to make everyone happier. Paul stood slowly. I'll show you how to take care of Monique's basic needs. It will be good practice for you. If that wasn't his way of saying you're going to have lots of kids of your own someday, I don't know what was. I followed him back to the nursery. Paul took Monique with such caring, I couldn't help but be touched watching them. He set her on the changing table, and I watched as he fixed her diaper. He hummed softly. I've located your friend Wickham. He's employed to work in the restaurant on the roof. If you go up there, you'll see him and see that he's fine. Thanks, I said softly. How can he get here with us and away from the undesirables? Because he's kind of annoying, but he's not a criminal. I agree, he said. So? Paul finished changing Monique and handed her back to me. He'll need a woman to declare him worthy of joining us. I tried to plead a case for him, but there was no other way. Chevelle could make the Aquavans in charge of the undesirables listen, which is another reason you should consider my proposal. If she does, in fact, decide to save him, being my apprentice would not only keep you here, but also from being given to someone else. I've already heard whispers. I groaned. Rumor. So you know her name, even. We met briefly. She's told the other luminaries all about you. They're all curious, and they'll all want a taste, especially after they see you. Luminaries? An eyebrow. They are a group of women and consider themselves to be the most elite of all. They share everything, including their men. If you land in Rumor's possession, when she's tired of you, she'll send you off to the next until you've been spent. Afterwards, you might get lucky and be placed with someone who is kind and caring, or one of them might actually grow a heart and truly love you. Either way, it's best you stay away from them. Chevelle is one way, and I am another. I closed my eyes. So much to think about. In a lot of ways, I didn't feel like I was left with much of a choice. Okay, I did have a choice. There always is one. But all of my options sucked. The question was, which one sucked the least? Chapter 42. Timber. Chevelle was gone for an hour. Paul left as soon as he heard the balcony move, and he took Monique with him. I wasn't about to complain. Being left alone with her wasn't something I felt ready to do just yet. Maybe the next day or the day after. Though I don't think Paul's relieving me had anything to do with my ability to babysit. It had to do with Chevelle. Are they gone? She asked when she walked in. Yep, I replied, getting comfortable in what was fast becoming my chair in the living room. She let out a soft sigh of what had to have been relief. How did it go? Just one for now. Paul came by, we chatted, he showed me how to do a few things, and then he left again. About 2 seconds ago, actually. He's scared of me or something? She laughed and sat down on the couch. Once her shoes were off, I was glad she wanted to talk to me instead of just run to the bedroom and hide. Something about her in general seemed different. I shrugged and stretched out my body, growing restless. He probably had other places to be, and I don't think he wanted to overwhelm either of us in one day. How was the group? Her body tensed some, and I immediately regretted asking her more. Still, she didn't run away or give me a snarky reply, so progress was being made. Instead, she was quiet for a long time. Then she hugged her knees to her chest. It happened. There isn't much to say. We all took turns talking about our feelings when it came to being brought here. Everyone has different opinions about the whole thing. Most fell in line with what I feel, but some were happy. She shook her head. It kind of baffled me, but then they explained where they originally came from, and it kind of clicked. It makes me wonder about Lara sometimes. Like, how is it that she can be so cool with everything, even though she's so far away from her family? She's probably better off. And I hated admitting it. I didn't want to be a better caretaker for her than her own parents. There had to be more to her story than being abandoned on a regular basis. I wasn't ready to open that can of worms, though. I didn't want them to know quite that much about me just yet, and I didn't want to know so much about them. Selfish, but I don't think I could handle the additional emotional baggage just yet. Talking about the past always brought more out. Chevelle didn't do anything outside of occasionally glance my way. It was hard to tell if she agreed with me or not. After a moment, she said in a soft voice, "A lot of people are. Some of the women came from abusive homes or felt so worthless they just wanted to kill themselves." I nodded, wanting her to know I was listening, but didn't say anything because I wasn't sure what to say exactly. A member of my entourage taught me all about effective listening a number of years ago. Many people I did philanthropy with had dark, terrible, or all-around depressing stories. It was important to just listen sometimes, even though everything in my nature wanted to comment or fix something. I hated doing nothing. Sometimes nothing was the most important thing I could do. It was a hard truth to swallow. She must have not known what to think of my silence either, because she gazed my way from under her narrowed brow. I've never been in a more draining place in my life. At the same time, I like being able to spill my guts without being judged. I wouldn't judge you, I mumbled. you're a lot different to talk to. You talk about how you feel as if you need to be strong all the time. That's how I feel, too, when I'm around you, because I have to protect you. Everything that happens to you falls on my shoulders. How can your protector, your knight in shining armor, be a wuss or be a wussy? She cracked a small smile. I laughed. Yeah, that's basically what's going on in my head in a nutshell. Talking to Paul today, I get the impression they don't mind us feeling some things, so long as we don't act out on certain ones. I'm not sure how much of it I believe, of course, but it has me a little less on edge. Eventually, I'll get used to the idea of not having to be a manly man. I don't want you to do a complete role reversal with you. There are a number of things I like about being a woman. Thanks. And if you get all blubbery and wimpy on me, I might beat you until your sense comes back. Her humor was missed badly, let me tell you. I hadn't laughed much over the past few days, but I was practically rolling then, and she wasn't even all too funny. I promise I won't. Your wrath has got to be scary. She relaxed her posture and straightened out her legs. You were right about opening up and talking to each other more. Part of me was hoping that if I kept dealing with everything on my own, I'd get a handle on it. No.
Patience, please.
And then I could be useful, too. Right now, I'm pretty worthless. Don't even bother telling me I'm not, because you know it's true. It's why I kept snapping at you for doing everything. Where were all of my escape mechanisms? She paused. At the same time, I fail at cooking, so I should find some other way to deal with my problems and leave that one to you. I could teach you a few things, I said softly. Not going to lie, I was a little scared of stepping on her toes. She didn't bite my head off, thankfully. Nodding as if she were considering my proposal, she looked my way. A few things, but I'm probably going to try and find my own hobby. There are a lot of art classes around here, and there's the garden. Oh, and I got some of whatever currency is floating around here. I can buy things. Ooh, shopping. That's always a winning girl hobby, I teased. She threw a couch pillow at me. Retail therapy is important. Buying a shiny new toy is something everyone needs every so often. I was going to get you a video game or something, but maybe I won't after all. There are video games? I leaned forward a little. A few of the old classics. It's a project one of the women here is working on. She's doing it for her guy. Maybe I'll help her with that. The Aquabons have a number of censorship rules to get past. Apparently, they're pretty strict. But slowly, the collection of entertainment is growing. You'd be great at helping with that, too. Smiling, I shook my head. Paul's given me enough things to keep occupied with for the time being. Right, the Rugrats. I forgot about those. She scrunched up her nose. I raked my lower lip through my teeth, debating on telling her everything Paul had brought up today during his brief stay. She was my companion. That meant she had the right to know, right? Taking in a deep breath, I took a leap of faith. He's got some other ideas for me, actually. Such as, he wants me to be his apprentice. Her jaw dropped. And are you going to do it? I might, I said honestly. He's offered me protection from Rumor, who is apparently a leader of some kind of snobby skank ring. Who wants me to be their next slave? You're with me. She can't touch you. And you want to save Wiccan. I probably sounded a lot more bitter than I intended to be. She had every right to want to help him. They were friends, and as much as she dodged around the topic, something was happening between them before they were forced apart by the incident at the mall. She just kept denying the truth for some reason. I don't know why. Because it's not like I would have faulted her for it any more than she would me if our situations were reversed. She closed her eyes and then glared at me. Yeah, I want to save him, but I'm not going to throw you under the bus. Why would I do something so mean? Look, I wasn't trying to hurt you or piss you off. Failed at that big time. If you don't let me finish, I'm going to stop there because... I have 10 seconds, and it's time to go. So I'll continue next time. All right, bye.